Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe Hardman.
And I'm Georgia Dayton.
And we're back talking all things parenthood, brands that we love.
Tips and tricks. We're talking to a whole range of experts and celeb guests.
Let's get into it. Still haven't had the baby.
She's still in here. She's still here. I think she's very comfy.
She looks it. How are you, mate?
Good, I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm like a bit nervous that we're about to start talking about pregnancy fitness because it's one of those things that I keep being like, yeah, I'm going to start going back to the gym. Oh yeah, I was gonna, and now I've got like, weeks to go and still not happen really.
But listen, last time round, well, first time round for us, we didn't do huge amounts during our pregnancy. I mean, I don't know what you did because we weren't hanging out then. Were you doing lots the first time around?
No, I just did. I was pretty safe and just did like a little bit of cardio. I used to go to the gym, jump on the cross trainer for half an hour, watch, loose women or something.
Always good. Always a good choice.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was only after baby came that you and I really got into our training together.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I was watching back Alexa Clark's videos the other day and, I mean, she's really stepped it up. When we started watching her, she had like, was it like 200,000 or something? She's got like 1.9 million followers now on Instagram.
She is incredible though, isn't she?
Her body has gone like, woo, and our body's gone, whoa.
We were so into it, actually. When I think back, we were at 5 days a week minimum.
I know.
Mental, isn't it?
I mean, there were some funny things that happened to us in the gym. I wet myself on the treadmill.
Yes, you did.
That is still happening to me, by the way. I talked about my pelvic floor the other day. It is not better.
Do you know what? It's one of the things I'm definitely going to invest in after this birth is a mummy MOT. Yeah. I've been looking at like women's physios and stuff near my house and I'm definitely going to do it. It's definitely something I'm going to invest in because it's so important.
You've got to do it. And in France, as part of their kind of health service, they get compulsory. I'm sure they're not forced into doing it, but it's offered to them, physiotherapy on their pelvic floor.
Yeah, I've heard rumours that it is coming to England as well. I don't know if they've started it in some areas.
Okay.
I don't know if it's in mine, but I've heard, little bits that we might be getting it.
We might become a little bit French.
Yes.
I mean, it is important to do because, otherwise you're going to have the issue that I've got, which is every time you get on the treadmill to sprint, you're going to have to run to the loo every 5 seconds and it's all a bit embarrassing.
It's just annoying as well, isn't it?
And I think it happens to a lot of women. I think I'm not the only one.
Yes, definitely.
And after baby comes, are you planning on getting back into some sort of, feeling energy?
Well, the thing is, I feel like I've got a lot of energy at the moment. And I know that probably 3 weeks after baby, I probably won't have very much. I might be feeling quite different.
You're not going to do anything 3 weeks after.
I'm just in comparison. Yeah, I'm going to be knackered, aren't I? But I'm really up for it. I'm really up for it this time. At my David Lloyd, they've just put one of those Blaze studios in. And you can see it from where you sit and have your coffee. I just look and I'm like, oh, yes. I just can't wait to get back in there. But reality is I'll probably take it quite easy.
That's where I'm weighing myself every day, in Blaze. Hi to everyone in my class in Blaze. That's what's happening to me when I'm leaving the studio every 2 minutes. Yeah, do you know what? I think you're going to really dedicate yourself and get back to it because you love training and you love your exercise.
Yeah.
It's going to make you feel good and you've got to take some time out for you to do that.
Definitely. When did you start training properly again after Kit?
I mean, I waited for my 6-week check. I think it's absolutely essential that you do that. For me, it was the right time. I had to wait. I got the all clear because obviously I had a tear this time.
Yes.
And I just felt so knackered. And then I just, it was much harder this time round, to be honest with you. It was harder to find the energy. It was, I felt really clunky, like doing jumps and on the treadmill. I sort of almost forgot how to run. Like my pelvis was out. I had to have a lot of sort of like Reiki, but I went to see a cranial osteopath for Kit, and she also did some work on my pelvis because I was really out of, like, she said that my pelvis was in kind of
aligned.
not in the right place, not aligned.
Is that from how you carry the baby and sitting on one side? Because do you remember after we'd been to watch Dozer play rugby and then I couldn't get out of my car? I don't know what happened to my back.
I remember.
I couldn't get out of my car, and then I was trying to get up the stairs. You know how many sets of stairs there are in my house? And I was literally crawling, and my husband's physio from work came into me that night because I couldn't move. I couldn't move off the floor, and he said it was because I'm sitting on one side, and it's really common after you've had a baby because you're putting the baby on your hip, and obviously Axel was a lot heavier, like however many kilos he weighs, and I was constantly just putting him on my hip and carrying him, and I'd obviously done it in a bit of a funny way. So we've got to look after our bodies.
Absolutely. And also I think it's key after you have a baby just to really take your time with it. You know, the person that we're speaking to today is an Olympian.
She knows her stuff.
She has been training, she said, since she was a little girl on the track. So she knows exactly what she's doing. So this is, you know, this is not your average gal. She really knows her stuff. And she's literally just launched her very first fitness app for when you're pregnant and post-baby as well. So the person that we're speaking to today is
Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill. Whoop.
Well, what an exciting moment for Georgia and I today, because sitting opposite us in the studio is one of my personal idols. I have followed her career. Both of us have followed her career since its infancy, really. She was 2012 heptathlon champion at the Olympics. She has got two amazing children, Reggie and Olivia. She is about to launch her first fitness app, and she's also a dame.
We have a dame in the studio.
Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill.
Oh, thank you.
It's the first time I've introduced a dame. Did you? Was that all right?
Yeah, it's perfect. Thank you.
Imo, has there been a dame in the studio before? No, first
the
dame.
The first one. Do people ever call you that?
So my friends and family, no. My mum never comes around and goes, Dame Jess. It just doesn't happen. But in a work situation, it's lovely to be introduced.
You're still pinching yourself.
Yeah, it's so surreal. I never, ever thought that, you know, just going down to the track when I was 9 would result in me winning medals and becoming a dame. It's just, it's insane.
Wow. I want to kind of go back to those track days, and I think our followers and our listeners would be really interested to kind of see what your day looked like when you were head in training. So what you were eating, how many hours a day you were exercising.
It was always a gradual thing. So I literally went down to the track when I was 9 and started doing athletics as a hobby. And then I started training after school, and it slowly built up. But in the thick of my career, I'd train 6 days a week. So I'd do 2 sessions a day, and I'd be covering obviously all my events. I'd be doing 3 weight sessions and plyometric drills and running sessions. And yeah, it's a really full week of training. But yeah, I look back and think, gosh, how did I even do all that? It's
just, I mean, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. How many hours a day?
So break the sessions up into 2. So I do perhaps like 3 or 4 hours in the morning, and then 3 hours later on in the day, have a break in between and come back.
What are you eating?
A lot, really.
Yeah. I mean, how many calories a day are you having to consume?
Yeah, so I was never like really strict on diets or calorie counting, because you know the heptathlon is so much training and I was burning so many calories anyway, so I never had to worry about, oh, I've had a bit of chocolate or I've had something, you know, I shouldn't have, because you're just constantly burning. But yeah, I was making sure that I had a balanced diet and I was fueled to do the training and, you know, not picking up injuries and getting ill and things like that.
What was your favorite event?
My favorite would probably be the hurdles.
Was it?
I love the hurdles. Yeah.
You've got to have good legs for that. I was too short to get over the hurdles at school. I was always knocking them down.
Oh, but I'm small. Surely you taller than me?
No.
We're both tiny, aren't we? No,
we're not getting over the hurdles.
We're not taller than anybody. So obviously your days were pretty full on back then. So did you make a conscious effort to start, like, we're gonna start trying for a baby? And did you time it to do with when you were competing? How did you make that, you know, decision to change everything, basically?
It all kind of like crept up upon us, because I mean, when you're a sports person, you have, you know, your whole year of your career mapped out. So every year there's a championship, there's a focus, it's just continually going. And then, yeah, like kind of accidentally, but in an amazing way, I fell pregnant with Reggie. But I was very much still in the thick of my career and competing. And then I was obviously really happy and excited because I was still at that stage where I had massive like feelings of, oh, you know, I can't wait to start a family. It'll be great. Mm. But then I obviously had to break it to my coach and my support team and say, guys, I'm not going to be competing for a while. So it was a big shock for everyone.
What was that moment like, finding out that you were pregnant? You said it was, you know, a wonderful accident. So it wasn't planned.
It was, yeah. I mean, even finding out when I was pregnant with Liv, and we'd obviously planned everything then, I was still like massively shocked, because I don't know how you feel, but it's just so real. It's like there's no going back. Like, no. Oh my gosh, this is happening. So yeah, we were completely like, oh my gosh, what is happening? It's just so
the ultimate
scary.
Responsibility.
Yeah. Well, my second Zoe actually found out for me. So yeah, with this pregnancy, yeah, she just kept asking me what was wrong with me, and I hadn't thought about it. It wasn't planned. We definitely haven't been trying. I mean, it's probably the immaculate conception, but. And yeah, so that was a total shock. So I totally, yeah.
I kept looking at Georgia. She just looked so different. And I was like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, what? And I was like, you just look really drawn. You look a bit grey. And she's like, you're chiso. And I was like, no, mate, something's wrong with you. And pregnant.
Really? Sure enough. Yeah.
Smelt it on her.
Oh my God. I've been looking in the mirror this morning. I've looked all like glowy. I'm like, I should be tired because I've been on a hen weekend and I've had a busy schedule, but I look really glowy. I'm like, oh no.
That was my next question. Are you going to have any more children?
Well, I would say like 95% no. Because
but there's a 5%.
There's a tiny little bit of me, and a lot of my friends are having like their second now, and I love that like newborn stage. But two is, I feel like that's enough. Like, I've got a boy, got a girl. Oh, I like my sleep. We've just got our sleep back. So yeah.
If you come out in 12 weeks' time and go, I'm pregnant,
oh,
guys.
Oh my gosh, my husband will be like, what?
So it's not on the cards, but if it happened, then it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so I guess at that point that you had to break the news to your team, you know, were there any sort of, I don't know, wobbles that you went through? And was there any feeling of, oh God, what am I doing? And do I need to carry on competing? And am I ever going to get back?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was just thrown into this world of unknowns, like every new mum is. A kind of, I had to tell my team, I had to tell my coach, and I remember going to my coach's house and sitting down. Firstly, he was really suspicious that I'd just come round to have a chat, because I would never do that. And I remember just sitting at his table, and then I was like, so I'm pregnant. And he just literally didn't say anything.
Did
he was just quiet. And then he started like pacing around the room and looking all stressed. And I was like, just sat there and thought, I'll let him have this. He didn't say congratulations. He was just literally like so shocked. And then he sat down, he calmed down. He was like, oh, congratulations. He just literally had all competitions in his head and what he'd planned, really.
Because this was after 2012.
Yeah, so this was 2014. Yeah, so it was it was a shock for him.
So did you have to like stop the training straight away, like as soon as you told him?
So yeah, as soon as I told him, it was kind of, he had this initial shock. Okay, what is our plan? We're going to plan B, C, D. What are we doing? And then I was so lucky because he was so supportive. I had my physio and my team around me who were like, right, we're in the unknown now. Let's start planning what you can do, how you can keep exercising, how we're going to make sure you have like an amazing pregnancy. And my physio, Ali Rose, who helped me create the app, was like, right, Do you want to come back to training? Do you want to come back to compete? And I was like, yeah, I absolutely want to come back. I don't feel like I've finished. And she was like, right, well, we'll do it. And she just started helping and planning a process back into, yeah, what we were going to do. And it was, yeah, it was incredible.
What did your training look like through your pregnancy?
So, yeah, I mean, I had Ali Rose, my physio, who basically put together lots of different exercises and workouts that I could do each trimester. So they're all in my app. There's all the workouts that I did basically through my pregnancy and after. So, I mean, it was all very much determined by how I felt on the day, you know, what my energy levels were like. But I carried on running till quite far down the line.
Road running.
I do it on the track, really. Yeah. So I do like back and forth, like reps, just keeping my body like ticking over and keeping everything like switched on. So yeah, lots of different exercises, and yeah, it was nice. Like I felt in control. I felt happy that I was doing the right things and it wasn't harming my baby and that it was going to help me through my pregnancy and out the other side as well.
And how did you cope with your body changing? Because obviously for your whole life, your body's been, you know, your job, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe not so much with the appearance of your body, but, you know, that you might not have been able to do things so well or run as fast or whatever. How did you cope with that?
Well, I suppose I was quite naive because I hadn't been pregnant before. So you literally don't have any idea, do you? You just think, yeah, I'm going to get really big and I'm going to have a massive bump. But I was kind of just thinking, oh, you know, it'll all just go back to normal and I'll just start training again. And actually, when I'd had Reggie, I was like, wow, this is, you know, my body's been through so much and it's changed in such a massive way. And when I started like doing my running sessions again and getting back into training, I found it so difficult. I couldn't run like I used to. Like my ligaments and my joints, my hips were all really loose. I didn't have that speed and that explosive strength that I'd always relied on in training. So yeah, it was a big shock.
What was your birth like? Because we Georgia and I have spoken in great detail about ours and that first moment that we got back into the gym afterwards, and obviously we're not athletes, but we're on the treadmill, and I've talked about my pelvic floor as well, and it just shot to pieces. So I guess, you know, how was the birth for you, and how was that sort of first training session which you just touched on?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously a lot of women experience quite long labours with their first, and I think I was in labour for like 19 hours or something like that.
Ow.
And I was just like, before I went in, I was like, I've done so many horrendous 800 metre sessions. I've got this. Like, you know, I've put my body through a lot of pain. It's fine. It's going to be okay. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally the most horrendous pain I've ever felt in my life. Mm. And the fact that it just goes and goes and goes and you don't know when the end point is, is really hard to get your head around. So yeah, I just remember just a lot of pain and yeah. And then Reggie was actually, I had a natural birth, but they had to use a ventouse to suck him out, and I'd not even really known about that before. But I had a fantastic doctor and midwives that really looked after me, and then he was there, and it was just, yeah, incredible.
So you got to the finish line.
Yes, yeah. I got to the finish line. It took a little bit longer, but I got there, yeah.
So you were talking about how your body felt when you got back into training. How long do you reckon it took you to feel kind of like Jess again?
Oh, without a doubt, a good year. I did start building back into training. I had the guidance to do the right exercises, and you know, I was lucky enough to get back to go to the World Championships the following year and win, which I never imagined I would ever do.
Amazing.
It was just, I you know, it was amazing. But yeah, I still look back at that time and I think, gosh, I still wasn't me again. You know, my body was still, you know, adapting and getting used to the changes that it had been through.
Do you feel like you had a more of a superpower? We talk about this mum superpower, that when you've been through labour and you're looking after a baby, things that you can achieve post that, yes, your body might not feel like you again, but you have this kind of inner strength.
Yeah, I mean, you can do anything, can't you? Like when your body has been through that and you're, you know, I'm sure your husbands and partners, everyone is just like, wow, they have so much respect for what we do, because it is unbelievable. And yeah, I did feel that. I felt that, you know, I'm taking care of this little human now, and I'm doing everything I can for him. And yeah, everything that I worried about and stressed about before was so insignificant to what I was now.
Yeah, I was going to say, so when you went back to training and competing, did you have a different, whole different perspective?
Oh yeah, I was just like, why am I stressing about all these little random things? But equally, I did have a lot of guilt, and I felt, I kind of, before I would go down to the track and I would spend a few hours and just la 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 getting through everything. Whereas now I was like on a mission. I'd just go down to the track. I wouldn't really talk to people. I'd just like do my job, get my work done and get home, because it was all about, I'm making a sacrifice now not to be with my son every minute of the day. It has to be 100% worth it or I would just absolutely kick myself. So yeah, my perspective completely changed with everything.
What was your mental health like after the birth and during pregnancy? Because lots of people, women, experience prenatal depression.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you had a good, I mean, was it a good experience? Were you okay?
Yeah, I had a really great pregnancy with Reggie. And I think a lot of that was down to exercising and keeping fit and keeping my mind active in that way. So I did have a really great pregnancy. And yeah, I mean, I think when you've got the support and the people around you, and it was hard because my mind was still focused on, you know, going back to athletics and competing and also like doing everything for Reggie and making sure he had absolutely everything he needed. And I couldn't have done that without those people, you know, my husband and my family around me helping me to do that. But yeah, I mean, I was quite lucky. I didn't struggle with any postnatal depression or anything like that. I kind of had people to help me and just reassure me about everything.
It's interesting that you're saying about the exercise, because
yeah, definitely
are such believers in exercising, healthy body, healthy mind.
Yeah,
you know, that gosh, it can be so isolating when you've had the baby, and if you don't have anything to go to get the heart rate going, get the endorphins going, and on a social level as well, it's such a great thing to be part of.
But also it sounds like the exercise, because it was such a big part of your life before and you just continued it, almost like you didn't let yourself go, like you didn't lose yourself, Jess was still there.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was an easier transition.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not about making major gains when you're pregnant. You don't want to start setting yourself goals and trying to, you know, achieve a level of fitness. You literally just want to maintain a level of fitness and just keep active. And it doesn't matter if you do 5 minutes of little squats or 10 minutes. It's just something that just keeps your muscles fired up, but also your mind just like, yeah, I feel good. I've released some endorphins. I've got a bit more energy now. And yeah, you feel amazing.
Push the sofa back and just get down and give me 20.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's so much you can do at home now as well, isn't there? You don't have to join a gym.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing that I do now. I kind of, all my workouts are at home. I don't have time to travel to the gym and do an hour workout and travel back. I literally want to do quick 20-minute workouts at home where I feel that I've pushed myself, you know, right to the edge and I'm absolutely exhausted. But then I'm at home and it's done and I can, you know, watch Netflix or just make dinner and just chill out.
So what does a typical day look like for you now?
I mean, it's nice because every day is so different. So I've obviously been down launching my app and doing lots of things here in London. But I try and be there for school runs like every day. So I take Reggie to school, I pick him up. We have days, me and Liv just have girly days where I take a swim in, we do little play groups or just random things. But every day is different, which is nice.
But being mum is totally the priority.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel that I've spent so many years focusing on me and achieving my goals. And now my kids are here. I want them to have me all the time. And I want them to, yeah, I just want to make sure they've got everything that they need. But equally, I want them to see mum achieving something as well, because they're a little bit too young to remember. Well, Liv obviously wasn't even around, but Reggie remembers little bits of when I competed, but not everything.
Are you going to get the DVDs out?
I do that already. I'm always getting YouTube videos and like, look what mummy used to do.
Look how quick it was. That was really quick. You've mentioned your app. You haven't told us what it's called, and just tell us exactly what it's about.
Yeah, so it's a new app that I've created called Genis, and the name really came from a nickname that my friends used to call me at school. I'm just at this phase in my life where my kids are sleeping pretty well. I have energy and I want to focus on doing something that I actually am really passionate about. And yeah, exercise during pregnancy and postnatal support and just generally women and men finding exercise to help them, you know, just mentally have great lives is really important to me.
And so can the workouts on the app, can you do at home or the gym, or what sort of equipment do you need?
Yeah, so they're all home workouts. Amazing. So the pregnancy section takes you through each trimester, and they're all workouts that my physio helped me create while I was pregnant and things that I did postnatally, all the right exercises and the stages to follow, and just about taking it gradually and not forcing yourself to do too much when you're not, your body's not actually ready. And then the fitness section is all like circuit workouts I do on a weekly basis. So, I mean, you need dumbbells and a TheraBand and a Swiss ball, but that's,
you can get those
really
from Amazon, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know, click of a button. So, yeah, so hopefully, I'm just really excited for everybody to see it and try it out and hopefully take something from it.
You've talked, obviously, you know, in depth about your competing. I kind of want to go back to when you've had your first baby and you're left with, because obviously your body was so unbelievable. I mean, you look at photographs and you still, I'm looking at you now, I'm like, there isn't an inch of fat on
no,
you. But obviously when you're competing, it's not a vanity thing. It's, that's your machine.
Yeah.
But how did you feel after you had your first baby? Or I guess after each pregnancy.
Yeah, I feel that both pregnancies were very different. Obviously, with Reggie, I was going back to competing. So I was conscious that, gosh, I've got to put a crop top on and run in knickers and be on show again, which was really quite scary. And then with Liv, I was going back into exercise by myself. You know, I had to find my way back into, you know, training and motivating myself without having a coach there saying, do this, do that. So, yeah, they were both very, very different. But, yeah, it's a strange thing when you have to adapt to such a huge change. Mm. But it's knowing that your body is amazing. And if you listen to it, if you follow like a really gradual process and do the right steps to getting back, then you will get back and you'll be in a much better position than if you just rush it. Mm.
So did you actually find it harder the second time around because you didn't have someone shouting at you?
Yeah, so I mean, I was just doing it by myself then. So I was like, yeah, I really need to get this app sorted so that, you know, as many people can have it and hopefully it'll help. Because yeah, I mean, I was retired, so I didn't have a training program. I didn't have my coach there saying, right, you need to do an 800 meter running session. I was literally like, right, so I need to start exercising. Mm. I know what I need to do, but I've got to like get on with it and do it. So it was completely different.
What's it like retiring at such a young age? Because I mean, I live with a professional sportsman who retired in May, and I know what he went through mentally. Mm. You know, he'd played rugby his whole life, and suddenly he was like, I don't know who I am anymore. Did you go through any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky because I chose the time that I retired. I think so many sportsmen and women are forced into retirement through injuries and whatever different situations, which is really hard. So I was able to choose the time. I was ready. I was like, I'm tapping out now. I've had an amazing career, but I'm on to the next phase in my life. So I didn't ever have that feeling of, oh, is it the right thing? Right. But equally, I think if I hadn't have had kids and I had Reggie when I retired, I would have been a bit lost because it is your whole life. It's not just you training, it's how you eat, it's how you sleep, it's everything. And then it just stops and you're like, okay, like, this is
what
really
now?
Weird. Yeah.
Did you have a blowout? Like, did you have like a day where you woke up and thought, well, I don't have to do anything. I might not.
It was so nice though. It was like, I'm a normal person. Like, I don't have to train every day. I don't have to compete and train at weekends. I don't have hill runs on a Sunday. I can, yeah, have a drink when I want. Yeah. And yeah, it was like a massive like, oh, freedom.
Because how many years ago was that?
So I retired after the 2016 Olympics in Rio. So, yeah. It seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's what, three?
Our kids were born in 2016, our first kids.
Yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And what about your husband? And was he, like, over the moon to have you at home more? And how was all that? Because obviously he's used to you being away.
Yeah, I think we were kind of like, oh, I hope this works out because it works really well for us because, you know, when you're just, you know, you've got your different lives and different things going on. And I was like, right, I'm here.
Do we like each other? Do we have anything to say to each other?
So, you know, having this conversation earlier, my husband plays football and I was saying to him, I'm on at him at the moment, like, you need to think of what you're going to do after because I can't have you at home.
I know, yeah. It's so true. You need to have a bit of a plan, but I actually didn't. I was just kind of like, oh, I'll retire and things will just fall into place. It'll be fine. But I will say that obviously having children, like, you know, all your energy goes into them. And, you know, sorting them out, that I didn't really have time to worry too much about, you know, what retirement was for me.
That's great in a way, isn't it? Because it could have gone the other way and you could have felt, God, what the hell am I going to do now?
But, yeah, and so many people feel like that. There's so many ex-athletes that I've spoken to that have really struggled because it is your whole identity. And then you've had this career and it's like, okay, you've got to forge a new career. So it is tough. It is tough.
And what's next? You've got a gold medal. You've achieved so much in your whole life. What's the next 30 years looking like?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm just enjoying
retirement. Like your mum. What are you going to do with your life, Jessica?
I don't know. It is weird because obviously I retired at 30 and... yeah, it's a strange feeling going into and finding like a new life, really. But yeah, I'm enjoying what I'm doing now. I'm enjoying the kids because they're still so young and having so much time with them. And this is just really exciting, having the Genis app to just put my teeth into and focus on. So yeah, life is good at the moment.
Good.
So every episode we ask our guests to come up with their favourite product. So any fitness products or products that can help us exercise at home that you recommend?
I would definitely say TheraBands. So I use lots of TheraBands when I was pregnant doing exercises and after. So definitely TheraBands.
Are they the ones that you can wrap around your knees? Yeah. The elastic bands, basically.
The elastic, yeah. So you can wrap them around your knees. You can use them for like arm exercises and things like that.
And they're like how much from Amazon? Like £2
Oh, yeah. Really cheap. But yeah, you can do so many different types of exercise with them.
Can you see a lot of those on your app?
Yeah, there's lots of TheraBand exercises, yeah, because they're great during pregnancy and postnatally, you know, just opening your shoulders out, doing all these little exercises to help stability in your shoulders. You can do glute exercises with them. So they are really handy for lots of different workouts.
Do you have a particular favourite sports brand, like sports activewear?
I'm Adidas.
You're Adidas.
I'm always Adidas.
Of course you are. I think I've seen you in that TV, that small TV advert that you do.
Yeah, Adidas. Yeah,
Adidas through and through.
They have fantastic trainers and sportswear. So yeah, through and through.
Okay, amazing.
Another product. Oh, a foam roller. You've got to have a foam roller.
Why is that beneficial?
So they're great for just massaging and like self-massaging if you've got tight muscles, IT bands, hamstrings. But equally, there's some exercises within the app that you can use, like you can lay on the foam rollers if you have the long ones, and you can do like little stability exercises. Yeah. So they're really helpful.
Any bits of kit that you could get at home to help you with your workouts?
You've got to have a Swiss ball. I think anyone that's had children.
I blew mine up last night.
I think it was last night.
Trying
to get the baby to turn.
Oh, come on, baby. I've been bouncing loads.
Oh, yeah, you need a Swiss ball. That'll help.
She also wants the baby to come now. She's like, I'm 35.
No. I'm going on holiday next week. Don't want it to come now.
Right, you
don't come now. No, after Friday next week. Saturday next week.
I found like this last stage like the hardest bit because you're just like, I just want my baby and I just want them now. It's so it drags, doesn't it?
The last few weeks, and you just start feeling really well. I did start feeling really rubbish in the last couple of weeks. Just everything was aching, and I was peeing all the time and not sleeping. And
I know. Well, my sister had her little girl 5 days before I had Liv, so she had her, and then I was just so annoyed. I was like, "You've got your baby. I want my baby now." So that made it even harder.
A friend of mine's waiting to have hers. She's overdue, and she was like, "You know, any tips?" And I was like, "Well, I actually had acupuncture, and I had reflexology at the same time, and I went into labour in the reflexology chair." This lovely lady was like, "I'll just give you 5 minutes and I'll be back." And as I was lying there with pins in me, I was like, "Oh my god, that's contraction," and the contractions just came bang.
Amazing.
I was like, "Hello, my contractions are starting." She was like, "Oh, it's done its trick. Call your husband, you need to go home now."
So was that because you were completely relaxed, or
just the pressure points in the feet? Reflexology is incredible to bring on labour. I mean,
I wish I'd known that.
So anyone listening that's bouncing on a ball now, get your acupuncturist.
Don't bother bouncing.
Where can we find the app, and when's it out?
It's already out, so it's out now, and App Store. Just get on there and sign
there
up.
There it is.
I'm just so excited for it actually to be out there, because it's been a long time coming and putting it all together, and it's very exciting.
I can't wait to download it.
No, me neither. I'll be right on it.
You can do all the postnatal
section.
Yeah,
Jess, thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy chatting to you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Well, it's not every day that we chat to a dame.
It's not, and it's the first time there's ever been one in the studio.
But it was a bit weird when you curtsied.
Oh, shush. I don't think I could curtsy right now.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. I wasn't sure if you were just itching, scratching your upper thigh. She was great, wasn't she?
She was. She was lovely.
Oh, I'm always so impressed when I meet people like that.
I know.
Because, like, that is seriously impressive. She got a gold medal at the Olympics.
I know. You have to be so dedicated, don't you, to get to that level.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah. And I love how she spoke about kind of her journey and what happened to her mentally and with her body after having the babies, and all of that is so interesting.
And also that she did actually struggle with motivation the second time round when she didn't have a trainer shouting in her ear, like most of us don't. So
yeah, we're not the only ones that struggle with it.
No, exactly.
So yeah, we're gonna go through our products.
Yeah, so let's should we kick off talking about our favorite fitness products.
Yes, and we can talk about this forever. Number one on my list has got to be a brand new pair of trainers, because I think it's really important when you've had your baby, kind of get rid of the old scruffy ones, go out and buy yourself a brand new pair, because it's kind of like you're starting again, like you're kickstarting your fitness.
It is, and they only last so long as well. I think you only get a certain amount of miles or something from a pair
like
of trainers,
a car.
Don't you?
Not as expensive. I love Asics. I've always been a big fan of them. They were my running trainers for years and years and years. I train in them now, and I just think you can go and have your gait, you can get the can actually film you on the treads when you feel up to it, and they can get you the right shoe to fit your bridge.
Yeah, it's so
it's really
important.
Good to do.
Exactly. For me, I'm going to say the Mummy MOT. Now, this is a company in London, and it's a specialist women's physio you go to after you've had a baby. I think you can go before as well, but that's definitely something I'm going to be investing in. But again, if you don't live in London, just Google specialist women's physio, just go and have yourself checked out and see if those core muscles have repaired or not.
What's happening with them? Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this was a bit of a cringy story, but, and I'm embarrassed to talk about. No, I'm not. We talk about
you're
everything
not,
on this
you're
podcast.
You're always
after I had Kit, obviously I've spoken about my pelvic floor being completely shot to pieces. It was my mother that actually came home one day and was like, I bought you a gift from Amazon. I was like, oh, great. What is it? And she's like, it's a pelvic floor machine, a TENS machine. I was like, oh, God. Something about my mum giving it to me that felt really, really wrong. But anyway, I'm now using it. The one that I use is the TENS Care. It's called the iTouch. It's 58 quid on Amazon, and it is completely worth it.
It's
if you
brilliant.
Are struggling at all, you just, you know, use it in the house. You're not going down Sainsbury's with it, but in the house, absolutely fine.
This is again something which will help your pelvic floor, but it's actually a plan. I think it's quite difficult to know what exercises are actually helping and if you're doing them right. So I've downloaded a plan called Pelvic Floor and Core by Dana. You can find it on Instagram. I think it's like 12 quid or something to download, but it's definitely something I'm going to start using.
And she just gives you the exercises that you should be doing.
Yeah, it's like a proper 4 week or 5 week exercise plan that you follow. I think it's 8 minutes. You do it a couple of times a week, and that's what will help.
Because sometimes when I think I'm squeezing my pelvic floor, I'm actually tensing my bum.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the exercises on there,
doing it now, actually,
you wouldn't know were actually helping your pelvic floor. You wouldn't realise that they were. So yeah, it's quite good.
Does sex help your pelvic floor? Let's move on. George doesn't want to discuss it.
No.
Finally, I want to talk about New Look and their amazing range of activewear, maternity activewear. They've got some really fantastic pieces in store and online, and they're actually obviously like super affordable, but actually really good quality as well.
Yeah, fab.
We love New Look.
We do.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast with the dame in the house. We'll keep you posted on George's baby arrival. It's not happening right now, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, fine.
Although I know you want it to.
I do. And as always, you can rate, review and subscribe to the podcast and kind of spread the Made by Mama's word. We really appreciate that. We'd also love a little 5-star review.
Only 5-star reviews, please.
Please.
Yeah.
It's just easier to press the 5-star button, not the one. And of course, you can get in touch with us anytime on...
at Made by Mama's on Instagram.
Yeah.
And also, you can drop Zoe a line on her own account,
which is at Zoe Hardman. And any feedback and stuff, we'd really appreciate as well. And we will see you next week with the next guest.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.